for me. He promised me that.
Well, make to sleep on it. What were the thoughts this morning when you woke up?
Yeah, it's a tough day to explain that. Regardless of the result, you invest all your time to get to one stage to give yourself a chance to play in the playoffs, and you wake up and it's gone. It makes these games tough, you know. It's an exceptionally empty feeling when you wake up and it's over for you.
You've seen the best of this team, and arguably.
I don't think that we've seen the best of this hockey team, and I look at that as a real positive. I in the games that we played, maybe some of our most exciting hockey, I really was impressed with the compete, and an underlying theme, but never got the sense, didn't often get the sense that we were near the quality of game that we were capable of. That's something that takes time to establish, and it's done. The consistency that we're all looking for is done almost year over year. I was reminded of the other night, I watched Boston play their last two games, and even from 09, they're so much better hockey team. They were a good team then. In Carolina, we beat them, and then the next year they won the Stanley Cup. And their game is better now than it was, I think, the year that they won. They just continually improve. And so we haven't seen the best of even this group here. There's areas that we can just get better at by hard work and focus and a daily understanding of that there's something to be achieved each day. So, and I'm not looking at that necessarily as a failure from the starting point of when I came in. I like their willingness. There needs to be an increase in their capacity to be able to focus on that. And that, again, that's improved daily.
Ollie says, no knock on the previous coaching staff, but he felt that since you came, the players did a better job of listening and buying into what you were preaching, and that he felt it made a difference. Do you see that they bought into it and did their best to listen?
I can't speak to anything, and I think it's unfair to look at one coach. I can think there's a number of areas of improvement, and one of them is awareness, which is hard for me to define, but everything from line matchups to what we're doing, that specific drill, to what you're eating, to all the things that go into being a pro. And with a younger group of guys, some of them, it's new. It's new to them. And more importantly, the idea that it's daily, that it's every single day, there's something to be done, is new. And we've talked about routines, and having a routine for everything that you do, having a routine for handling adversity. But you have to have an awareness of it. You have to recognize what's going on around you. And I think there was a willingness there. There was no doubt there was a willingness there to be aware of the situation that they're in, to deal with all the details that you have to. And I felt it on the bench. They got better at it, being aware of who was on the ice against them, what was going on during the game, the momentum shifts. So there was some positive growth in my mind. It led to a lot of times having some excitement behind the bench because you can see it, and then at times some real frustration because you know that there are areas that we can just get better at by being aware of them and being focused.
3 years ago, when you look at this team, it had a lot of youth. And
It wasn't as young as it is now, correct? Yeah. Hey.
Would you have thought by now that this group would have made the playoffs?
Not on the path it was on, not necessarily. This group is in so much better shape, but there's a lot of similarities to the situation that, even going into Hartford. And it's in far, far better shape. I remember, so this was a long time ago, listening to Jim talk about getting the Hartford Whalers, saying it would have been easier if I'd gotten an expansion team because there was so much work to get it to the bones before it started moving in the right direction. And nobody is ever as patient as you want to be. But I think, and you guys can check the stats, and this is probably just me taking up air on you, but there are similarities to that situation. The January of that year, my first year in Hartford, we had our first winning month in 4 years. I mean, that's difficult to be that bad, and I'm not comparing that, but the progress of becoming a more fit hockey club, becoming a better team, building through the draft, getting some good young players that came in and eventually made the difference, there was a leaning down that had to take place first before it started moving forward. And I've kind of, when I looked at it before I came in and I was watching the team, I thought it was getting to that right age where it was ready to start moving forward. That was part of my interest in coming here.
Now that you've had a chance to see it up close and personal, is this the kind of challenge that appeals to you?
Absolutely. I mean, you want a chance to kind of get in on that ground floor and doing that, have a little experience when you do that. So it's not a matter of just grinding them into the ice next year to make your point that you're a tough coach, but developing relationships with these players at a young age where you can have an impact and a bit of a mentorship on them. That's exciting. To be able to build something, to feel like you can be a part of, and I mean a part of, not the key driver of it, but a part of something that I'm excited about. I think this team, like I said, standing behind the bench a lot, and even in last night's game, what I remember of it, feeling, you know, just seeing we can be better in that situation, but we have to do it 100 times. You know, we've got to do it in practice for 2 months, but we can make that play. That's a pass that we should be able to make, and not standing there. And I think my perspective is different maybe than yours or some fans, not standing there looking at it with anger, like, why can't they make that play? Thinking we can fix that play. We can, that's not a skill issue. That's not, we don't have the right personnel. We can do those things. We just have to work on them. We have to, again, you know, be aware. Not tipping pucks over the bench at the coach, stuff like that. We can make better plays than that.
But you know that, you know, it doesn't happen in a vacuum, and the fans pay a lot of money to watch the games, and they've indicated a patience and an understanding, but at the same time, everybody wants results. Do you need personnel change to try and move this forward?
Personnel change is inevitable on every team, and not in that there isn't one team, and you can take the Stanley Cup champions and that celebration after the room, you're never getting those 20 guys in a room alone together again. So that's the inevitable part of what we do. I understand. I think that, and I don't go through the media, but just in people that I meet, there's a sophistication level about hockey too. Here, there's an understanding. Clearly, there's a love, and everybody would much. I mean, this building in the playoffs is an exciting thought. We need to turn that into a reality. There's a regular season. It's at a playoff pitch, but there's a sophistication in the market that understands. So. We'll go back and I'll give you an example of the family first concept. It's an easy thing to say, and it's a much more difficult thing to live. Being patient and building through the draft and developing your young players is a great thing to say in the summertime, and it's a painful thing to say right here today. But we've got a young defenseman that played 24 minutes a night, probably on average, that learned so much, and he doesn't play that on an older, more veteran team. Does that team have a better chance of making the playoffs? Possibly. That being said, 3 or 4 years ago, the answer here would have been no. He would have just been a young guy that didn't play very much. So the decisions are made to make those kids play, to live with that. And at the same time, I feel our next step is into that middle of the pack. That's where we want to drive our team to. We want to get there as fast as we can. Youth is a fact. It's not a limiting factor. I mean, we're a young team. We got beat up by injuries. Those are just facts. I still think that we are capable of playing a better brand of hockey with every single person that is in that room. So if those are the faces that we have next year, I have a higher expectation of our result.
Do you hit a bit of a college wall here lately? Is that what you see?
That's possible. I'll take you back to the Anaheim game, though. And I thought L.A. was a difficult night for him. And the Anaheim game, he was able to respond and play like he was had probably a couple of months earlier. So there is so much there. Listen, we sat down with coaches. And the Bogosian injury has affected some of that, too. It changed the role because Toby and Zach had been playing in that number one hole. I don't think you change it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have managed those minutes any different. The fact that he, if in fact that he's hit a wall, then that's a good thing for him to deal with. I mean, it's a lot of hockey played at a high level. Now it's Sidney Crosby you're playing against in game 76, 77. That'll be a great learning experience for him. It's going to make us better, faster.